Crockett admitted that Tallarico got a boost from the Colbert interview drama. Well, ain't that funny? Yeah, I mean, it's true. So, for as a reminder to everyone, the FCC ordered CBS to not air the Stephen Colbert interview of Tallarico because they argued, dishonestly, that they were legally obligated to provide equal time to Jasmine Crockett. This is not a legal standard that is upheld in general anymore, but also specifically not in talk shows. Like, it's just not, it's not a rule for talk shows. And also, how many times has the White House intervened in Democratic primaries like this? Okay. They did this because they want Crockett to win. We know the Republicans want Crockett to win because Republicans were the ones who goaded her into the race in the first place by providing fraudulent data that told her that she could win against Paxton. We know she's their pick. Right. So anyway, obviously, all of this has turned out to be very embarrassing for Crockett, because the fact that the FCC denied CBS the right to play the Stephen Colbert interview actually led to a bunch more views. Right. Classic Streisand effect. Is that the right word? Streisand? Am I remembering the right celebrity? You put effort into making something invisible. Everyone wants to look at it.
Information suggesting that the federal government did not shut down this segment, number one. That is my understanding, that the federal government didn't shut this down. And we will do an official statement once we get another official statement that we anticipate is going to be coming from Paramount. All right? So we will read what they say, and then we'll go from there. It is our understanding that Colbert, either Mr. Colbert or CBS, decided that they just get one.
Really good location choice for a press conference, I gotta say.
Because of a fear that the FCC may say something.
Tallarico Airlines, Tallarico the pilot, blasting airplane fumes down at my chud opponent on the ground.
To them, and that there may have been advice to just have me on, and then they could clear the issue. It was my understanding that someone somewhere decided, we just don't want to do that, and instead, we're going to just do it this way.
So basically what she's saying is that the federal government, the FCC, didn't actually take down the interview. Instead, they simply said that they needed to have Crockett on as well, and they declined. So that was enough to keep the thing from being broadcasted, which would be the FCC stopping it. Like, I don't understand what she's saying. The FCC didn't stop it. They just imposed rules that, if not followed, would stop the interview from being aired. I don't understand. She's misinformed, sucks. Well, it's not that she's misinformed. She's regurgitating misinformation from the federal government, which I might remind you is controlled by the Trump administration right now. Also, CBS is essentially Trump state propaganda at this point. Colbert blasts CBS for denying it blocked James Tallarico interview from air. Late show host Stephen Colbert called CBS's denial of his claim that it blocked the broadcast of his interview with state rep James Tallarico crap. He urged the network and its parent, Paramount Skydance, to stand up to the bullies in the Trump administration. The host on Monday had said CBS's lawyers told him in no uncertain terms that we could not have Tallarico on the broadcast. So the question is this: who do you guys trust right now? Okay? The FCC, which is controlled by Trump, and Paramount Skydance, the organization that paid a bribe to the Trump administration to approve a merger, who is directly controlled by a Trump billionaire who has a Barry Weiss, a like pro-Israel czar that has been placed in direct control of the network. Who do you trust, them or Stephen Colbert and Tallarico? I'm not even saying I like Stephen Colbert that much, by the way, but this to me is the easiest thing in the world. Jasmine Crockett is going with the narrative from the FCC and CBS. So, bullshit. And I do not think that Stephen Colbert is lying when he says CBS's lawyers told him that they could not have Tallarico in the broadcast, because if so, why the fuck didn't it air on TV? Can somebody, if there's no FCC intervention, can somebody explain to me why it didn't air on TV? Crockett's genuinely just not an intelligent politician. Sure, she's not, but that's not even the issue here. The issue is that in a unprecedented attack on the free speech of a late night talk show host having a political candidate on. You know, this is very much like the Jimmy Kimmel bullshit. Crockett has decided to reaffirm the Trump administration's position on the issue, which is insane. Like, she could have said it's insane that they took down the Tallarico interview, but instead what she's saying is, my understanding is that they lied and that's not what happened. She's siding with the administration and with CBS, which is basically the administration. Again, CBS is insanely captured.
Probably should have been defendants. And then I also have to depose the former president and former secretary of state next week. So I am continuing to show up in D.C. and do the work that I was elected to do as the Congress.
Nah. Give me the more up-to-date info, please. She appears on MS Now. I want to see. What does she have to say about it?
Trump is worried about Democrats flipping Texas. Recent polling from the University of Houston shows both James Tallarico and Jasmine Crockett within the margin of error against the two most likely Republican opponents in that race. And Trump is so freaked out by the situation in Texas that he is uncharacteristically pretty silent-ish about it, refusing to endorse a Republican candidate in the primary campaign, choosing instead to keep his powder dry and leave his options open.
I just haven't made a decision on that race yet. It's got a ways to go, and I haven't. He's a good man. John is a good... I like all three of them, actually. I like all three. Those are the toughest races.
He likes them all. How hard to choose. Why would he endorse a candidate now when early voting in Texas has already begun? Trump is kind of scared, it seems. He is scared.
This is true. He's probably been told to not preemptively endorse anyone because they want the most effective candidate to win the Republican primary in Texas, not just the Trump-approved one. Like, they don't want Trump favoritism to get in the way, especially now that Trump's approval rating is through the fucking floor. Which makes sense. Wait, who's the third? They're talking about the Republican primary candidates to settle who wins that primary. We're settling between two.
Scared of the Democratic candidates in Texas. Scared enough that he doesn't want to insert himself in the race and back a single candidate who might go on to lose the general election. And Trump has every reason to be scared of either Democrat in that race. I mean, James Tallarico has exhibited an ease in weaving faith and morality into his...
Has the Democratic primary started? Yes! Everyone, please go out there and vote for Tallarico. Apparently, there are Crockett defenders in my sub. Do not be betrayed by their siren song, okay? Do not get that bitch in through the primary, okay? Tallarico.
Message that's really broken through. Attempting to...
I'm foreign, but I'll do my best. Yes, yes, yes.
Appeal to a coalition much broader than Democrats in a state where you typically need Republicans and independents to win. And as I mentioned before and at the top of the show, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has been holding this administration's feet to the fire at every single chance she gets. She's held them accountable on their treatment of children who are imprisoned inside a Texas detention center. She's held them accountable on their botched release of the Epstein files, including in a hearing with Pam Bondi just last week.
You're spending more taxpayers.
All right, appear on the thing now, okay? Nice tracksuit. I'll give credit. Nice tracksuit.
Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett of Texas. She's, of course, a candidate for U.S. Senate. There are so many things to talk to you about, and I'm so grateful you're here. Let me just start with some of the news from today, which I just outlined. I mean, in CBS's statement on what happened with Colbert's show last night, they name-checked you. I mean, they said this. The show was provided legal guidance that the broadcast could trigger the FCC equal time rule for two other candidates, including Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
Okay, again, I just need to, just because I know there's going to be discourse in this, just to be clear, this equal time rule, for one, is not broadly enforced. It's selectively enforced, which is bullshit in itself. But it's also not enforced at all because it doesn't apply to talk shows. There is no precedent, or at least no meaningful precedent, no upstanding precedent, for the FCC flat out canceling or refusing to broadcast aired interviews for candidates in an election just because it was only them and not also their opponent. What does it apply to? Like news coverage, news interviews.
What do you make of that?
But also, like, you see them interviewing her right here. Where's Tallarico? You know, this is not a broadly enforced rule or standard. The taking down or, like, threatening CBS to get them to not air the broadcast to begin with, very, 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 like, big escalation for what the FCC typically does in cases like this. Yeah, it's just mob shit.
Explanation.
We actually received a phone call, and that was a little bit earlier today. And in that call, they explained that they actually told CBS that they could go ahead and move forward with the interview of James Tallarico. They just needed to offer me equal time. I did not get a request from the Colbert
show. Yeah, so you can only air the interview if you guarantee that you're going to provide a full interview of Crockett. That's denying the air of the interview. That's the selective enforcement right there. The fraudulent enforcement.
Show to go on. As you know, I've been on Colbert multiple times. And frankly, if we would have gotten an offer, that would have been great. But we're in the middle of early voting. So I'm kind of focused on being in Texas at this moment. I don't know what to believe. That's for sure. But I got that phone call as I was out talking to voters.
Again, this is unambiguously defending the Trump administration. This is the FCC, Brendan Carr, big Trump stooge, attacking CBS, threatening them, saying, hey, unless you do this unreasonable thing that we have no legal grounds to demand of you, you can't air your broadcast. You can't air we don't want Tallarico to win, you know? And she here, rather than condemning the Trump administration, is doing this hemming and hawing over it. She's like, well, I heard information that sounds contradictory, but it's actually the same information. She's like trying to play it down, but what she's saying is she heard the same thing, the FCC takedown, unless like certain stipulations were filled. Which they weren't, nor do they need to be.
That's it. So there's so many things to talk to you about again, but they called you today, but they decided not to air the interview last night. You've been on Colbert.
Is this election soon? In 2 weeks. Yes.
A number of times, as you just said. Did you have any issue when they were going to air the interview last night, when they promoted it or when it was supposed to air, or did anyone from your campaign?
No, we didn't have an issue. I mean, we've never run into an issue with Colbert. And even as you talked about The View, you know, supposedly this FCC complaint came about because I had more time than Mr. Tallarico when I went on there after I declared my candidacy. Listen, I will tell you that I have no love for Barry Weiss. I have no love for Brendan Carr whatsoever. But I do think that, as you also mentioned, Kimmel, it is important that we resist in this moment. So there were a number of options that could be put on the table. And
so you think it was bad that they censored the broadcast?
Frankly, you know, The Late Show decided that this was the option, and I think that it was a good strategy. I mean, look at what happened when they tried to censor CECOT. We found out that you could get a lot more views, so I think it probably gave my opponent the boost he was looking for. So I think it's probably better that he didn't get on.
Oh, she's fucking mad, dude. She's fucking mad, dog. Oh my god. She's like downplaying what the FCC did, but she's like, well, I guess it doesn't matter anyway, because it kind of backfired, didn't it? Holy shit.
And that they went straight to streaming.
Yeah, look at Saga's face, man. She's like, yeah, it did get a lot more views, huh?
Because we know that when we resist and when we know that it seems like they're trying to change the rules and bend to the knee to this president, that it backfires in a historic fashion.
Spectacular.
She is not very good at hiding her feelings here, huh? It's almost like mid covering for the FCC. She kind of like realized she didn't have to defend anything because it worked out in Tallarico's favor anyway. So she just like her face fell, you know?
Really over and over again. And you have been no stranger to them going after you as well, I know. Let me ask you about something, and I mentioned this a little bit in the opening. Trump was asked about the Republican candidates in the Texas race on Air Force One last night, and he kind of said, I like them all, and refused to really endorse any of them. What did you make of that? Why do you think that is?
I love it. There's a couple of things about this, right? A lot of people are like, there's no way Texas can do this. And I'm here to tell you that even on day one of early voting, we are exploding with participation right now. And we just had two special elections, one that swung 30 points, another one that swung 17 points. We are really ready to do this in Texas. And frankly, right now, I will tell you what the insiders tell me. They tell me that he really doesn't like John Cornyn, so he just doesn't want to endorse him. We know that the Republicans have already spent $50 million trying to boost Senator Cornyn in this primary, yet he is still trailing Ken Paxton, who only raised $1 million last quarter. We also know that supposedly his chief of staff does not like Ken Paxton. So there's that. And then Wesley Hunt doesn't really have a shot. So he doesn't really know what to do. There are people that are pulling at him in different ways, trying to tell him what's most strategic to do. But there was a...
Who's Tallarico? Why do we support him? Tallarico is a small-time local politician and former teacher who has recently risen to stardom in a long shot bid for the Texas Senate seat that has ended up being quite possible. His big pitch is that he's a Christian, but like, get this, okay? He's a Christian, but he's not Hitler. I know, right? He's a Christian, but he actually says stuff that like Jesus Christ would like, basically. It's crazy. It's very, very, very rare these days. He's the only actual Christian in Texas. Yes. But he's good. The main thing I despise about Crockett, I mean, for one, her response to the FCC censorship order here is ridiculous. But broadly, she has bad political instincts. She says like weirdly unelectable shit, like that fucking comment about Hispanics and slaves. She said that she doesn't need Republican voters to win in Texas, which again, fucking what? She's a Zionist. She's really inauthentic. She seems to me like one of those politicians whose beliefs are governed by what she thinks will get her like social media attention. She's like Nancy Mace or Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene to an extent, in the sense that like a lot of her hype seems to be kind of like a very, you know, like capitalizing on very performative influencer politics rather than having a deep set of convictions that she draws from to make her decisions, you know? It comes across very inauthentic. She did also pitch in for the Senate race at the last possible moment, and she was baited into doing so by Republicans. And Republicans seem to want her to win because they think that they can beat her.
Poll that actually dropped today that had me ahead of all three of them. So whichever way they decide to go, we're ready to win this thing.
I'm sure Donald Trump loves Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who may be the Democratic nominee, calling out his fearful strategy right now. You are most known. You are known to so many people watching right now and so many people out there for a range of viral moments. I played kind of one of them from last week, but you've had so many of them, humorous jabs at Republicans on the Hill. But you're, of course, much more than that, as everybody is, and but as everybody who's in elected office is. Often people are caricatured. What else do you wish more Texans knew about you?
Yeah, so first of all, I wish they knew that I actually started my political and legal career in rural East Texas, and that I served on the Agriculture Committee last cycle. So I'm that girl that actually can go into rural Texas, even though I represent the Dallas area. And I've been talking to our Texas farmers and ranchers way before I was looking at running for the U.S. Senate. I understand the challenges that are facing all Texans, whether you're talking about our farmers and ranchers that are currently filing record bankruptcies, or whether you're talking about that mother who may be sitting at home wondering whether or not she's going to have enough money to pay for health care and food on our table. We are leading an uninsured in the country. We have been leading an uninsured for a very long time. But as someone who lived in rural East Texas, I know what it is to have to go to Shreveport or go to Dallas so that I can actually see a health care professional because there's not one that's there. Listen, the challenges that Texans are facing, especially as it relates to affordability, with us being one of the top exporting states in the entire country, they are real. And so we've got to rein in this out of control administration. We've got to make sure that we're getting these tariffs under control. We've got to start to grow our economy instead of continuing to shrink it. We've got to make sure that housing is a real dream that can be realized by all Texans.
Sorry, she kind of fell in the weave there. Got me caught up too.
And so we've got to make sure that as I walked into Citizen, but she is a Latina, and she was so scared. She was in tears and under.
Oh, speaking of Latinas, I'm sorry. I always have this clip on the back end, man, because it's so fucking funny. In Texas, of all places, to say this.
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hand. You're not. We done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
I know that's right.
Even the crowd's not. She's at a Baptist church. Even the crowd's not really engaging with this. That's a lot of racial animus, man. Jesus Christ. That's why we need Latin immigrants, because we're not going back to the plantation. Oh, man. Yeah, that she was really banking on a bigger laugh there. She does the race, because she does the racial animus stuff like really, really, really often. So do her supporters.
I am tired of people asking whether or not I am electable. The reality is that is nothing but dog whistle. If you got a super PAC that's doing your bidding, then they need to go ahead and lift you up. What they shouldn't be doing is tearing down a black woman who, number one, is more qualified. These are just the facts. At the end of the day, I am the only one that has owned a small business. I am the only one that has actually practiced law both on the state level and the federal level. I am the only one that has been elected to do work on the state level as well as the federal level. And frankly, I did all of that, and we know that as it relates to my opponent, and God bless, because my dad is a teacher, so I don't want anybody to get this twisted. But he had
the crazy thing is that despite constantly playing the race card, like, I actually see less racial animus directed against her from across the aisle than I do a bunch of other, like, obviously Trump's called her low IQ or whatever. He does that to every black woman. But you know, it feels like she wants to be in a race against a chauvinistic, racist white Democrat. Like, she wants to be in a race against some 1970s blue dog Democrat who's going to talk down to her and call her Missy or something. But she's not. But she keeps acting like she is. She wants to act like she's the underdog, even though she's a sitting member of the House. You know, there's a lot of like weird, like a mismatch. You're up against Tallarico. He's like the nicest guy, you know.
2 years where he taught charter school. And then after that, he went into the state house, and then he became a consultant for charter.
Mr. Tallarico has been up with a ton of ads this entire campaign.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets about your campaign strategy?
I don't. Listen, I think that Texans need to, number one, understand that Republicans are going to outspend us come November. This is just the reality. If we spend $100 million, they're going to spend $200 million. And if the only way that you can get through an election is by spending money, then we're going to have a problem anyway. We've tried that. We need a candidate that, yes, can raise money, and I am the fifth highest fundraising member of the House. So, yes, we need somebody that can get the resources. But more importantly, we need somebody who has a rapport with the people, because when we don't have enough money, because we will not match their money no matter who.
Does she have any policies, or is it just this? She does have policies, and it just kind of feels like it's copied from the playbook. I guess to me, my problem isn't really her policies. It's more her personality and her sincerity. You know, she just comes across like a narcissist who is only interested in self-aggrandizement and will play into whatever seems popular in order to like aura farm off it. You know, it doesn't seem like she has many convictions. Cause she mostly just talks about herself, to be honest, unless she's like prompted not to. Fuck. There's a really, really, really good clip that I wish I had right now. Let me see if I can find it, where, okay, so technically she's never received AIPAC money, even though she's a Zionist, and she has said and done pro-Israel things. I mean, she's a member of the House, you know? But there was a... Oh, here we go. Forgive where this clip is coming from. Her stated positions on Israel and Gaza and such aren't that bad. Wait, is this fucking Michael? I think this is Michael. I recognize that hairline and double chin. Michael.
Started out tonight by repeating this refrain that Israel has a right to defend itself. Yeah. Israel has just invaded Lebanon. Israel is now intimating that it could attack Iran. So shouldn't we be looking for a little more than just these platitudes about Israel having a right to defend itself? What is the limiting principle, especially when the U.S. is the one providing the armaments for Israel to wage these military campaigns, as you know, having voted for the National Security Supplemental back in April, which underwrote Israel's war effort?
I absolutely did vote for it. I voted for that along with every other supplemental that was available. And I will tell you this. It is important that people understand what diplomacy looks like. And it looks like the fact that this relationship between Israel and the United States has existed since before I was born. And guess what? This relationship will continue on in perpetuity even after I'm gone. And so when you look at Israel, I think it is important that people start to talk about the fact that the state of Israel versus their leadership. Because right now, or when I went to Israel, I know that the people were protesting Netanyahu because Netanyahu was reforming the courts.
Remember, the position of Tallarico is that he wondered where was God in Gaza, and then he realized that the screaming children being bombed by Israel in Gaza were God, you know, screaming at us. Like, his position on Israel is like, we have a divine mandate to stop this violence. So we're getting like the juxtaposition to that.
In addition to the fact that Netanyahu was under investigation along with people in his administration. Sound familiar? Does it sound like somebody else that you know? It sounds like Donald Trump to me, somebody that has reformed our courts. Courts that have decided that he now has a level of immunity that he should not be entitled to based on our laws, as well as somebody who is under criminal indictment. As
this liberal line of separating Israel and its leaders. This is what the J Street people are trying to offer, by the way. The moderate supplement to AIPAC. They're like, oh, we don't support Netanyahu, you know. We support the moderate politicians in Israel. And then you ask the moderate politicians in Israel what they want to do to Gaza, and they're like, well, we want to kill them all, of course. Like, as if the majority of the population of Israel doesn't want to slaughter every fucking Palestinian.
Well, as somebody who has criminal convictions. And so different people do their votes for different reasons. But for me, when I'm looking forward and I'm trying to figure out what is going to happen, if for some reason, let's say we say, well, you know what? You had your democratic election and we just don't like your leader, so we will leave you. Will that give permission to our allies to leave us if God...
I'm dumb. What does J Street mean? J Street is a PAC that offer... They're like the pro-Israel PAC that is anti-Netanyahu. They're meant to be less like aggressively militantly Zionist, but it's AIPAC but nicer, basically.
Forbid Donald Trump come back into power and then they leave us, and then that leaves us more insecure. So, I mean, everybody has their reasons for why they do stuff, but I will also tell you this, because the issue today has to do with the fact that Iran ended up firing missiles.
Okay. So how do you guys feel about this? Does this feel like, how does this feel to you? Like, you know, we're all lefties here. We're all anti-Zionist, as we should be, as God ordains. This feel good to you?
Over into Israel.
After Israel invaded Lebanon.
Okay. But is Iran Lebanon or is Iran?
No.
Okay.
It's a spiraling catastrophe that the Biden administration has done nothing to rein in.
Let's be clear. When the attacks, which I will say, everything that happened in Lebanon or the initial attacks, at least that was more calculated and it was more, it was specifically intended for who? For terrorists. Correct.
Is she talking about the fucking pager bombs? Or what is she referring to here? A bunch of civilians died.
Correct. I mean, these are...
You got to clarify what you're saying. I don't follow.
Hezbollah. Right? So Israel was attacking Hezbollah, correct?
Well, they've done a ground invasion into Lebanon now.
They have now done one. But to be clear, they were attacking Hezbollah, who is a terrorist organization, correct?
Anyway, technically... Jasmine Crockett has not received any AIPAC money, which means she's doing this for the love of the game. I just wanted to play this clip because I have seen some people say like, oh, she's also not, she hasn't taken any AIPAC money, so they're both equally good. No, 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 no. You actually watch him or watch her talk about Israel. You can see exactly where she sits.
They've invaded the entire country. They bombed Beirut. They've bombed the country. So you think everybody who's been killed in the Israeli bombardments has been Hezbollah?
I didn't say that. I'm telling you that what I am saying is that at least when Lebanon, we talked about what?
They had the pagers, correct?
Right.
And so they were literally more calculated in trying not to do...
Those pagers blew up in grocery stores, and a little girl was killed.
I understand, and I'm not disagreeing with it, and I want to be clear. No one should ever be okay with war.
Holy shit, dude. What the fuck is AIPAC offering her if they haven't paid a direct... Like, what are they... In what form are these payments... like, what are they taking, you know? That's crazy. Holy shit. A really nice dinner? Yeah, a really, really, really nice dinner. Oh my fucking god, dude. Well, anyway... Yeah, this is like you were. There's a video of you on Little St. James tier shit. This is like how they got Fetterman. Yeah, no, I really do. I despise her. I truly hate her. Just good to keep this in mind, I suppose. Thank you, Michael. You worthless fucking pedophile wretch. Sorry, not pedophile. Just constantly defends Epstein for no reason. Take from that what you will. I have no legal reason. There's no basis upon which I can make that accusation. Towards him directly. It's just a coincidence he keeps doing all that stuff with Epstein. Anyway. Yeah, she's pretty bad. All I really have to say is that the FCC's attempt to get Crockett up as the primary winner instead of Tallarico has backfired. And that there has been a the biggest upswing in attention directed at Tallarico that he has ever experienced. So God, you know, God willing... he'll win that primary, you know? I hope this lost to the primary. I really do fucking hate her. Better than Paxton, though? Yes. Jasmine Crockett is better than Ken Paxton.